Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, at the point of my life when I'm tired of playing games, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to buy a house, and I'm ready to change my landscape, ready to have two kids, ready for the life to live, and all I've had to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
Little M.O. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest
radio station on the planet. We are broadcasting live, Charlotte, North Carolina, getting it in tonight. And it's a special night and a special time. It's the Nikki Rich Show Election 2012 viewing party. And everybody that's watching the news and watching all of the results, call in 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or anybody else that will be on tonight. And just so you know, we do have our chat room open. So if you would like to chat with myself, Miss Nikki Rich, or if you can follow us on Twitter as well, at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, as well as Miss Nikki Rich Show on Twitter. And you can add us on Facebook, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And earlier, I know you heard that intro song, and that was Little Mo and Fabulous. You know, we get it in. We had to start it off, you know, forever. Yes, and I love that song, but I'm excited about tonight. It is election night, and wow, the results are coming in. And everybody, give us your opinion. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and come watch the 2012 election results live with Nikki Rich. Tell us all about it. And also go ahead and record yourself and shout out the Nikki Rich Show and tweet us, and we will get it at Miss Nikki Rich. And anybody that tunes in tonight, we're going to be giving away special giveaways just because it's a special night, election night. And we're going to celebrate. This is a special time. It's historic. And we're just so excited, and we're ready to move forward, in 2012. And it doesn't matter who we have for our president. We just have to pray for them. And we pray that you pray for the country, pray for the world, that everything and everybody come together and love one another. But we all have our personal opinions. We all have, you know, we all have our views, different views, and there's nothing wrong with that. So you can't get mad, because that's what makes us great. We're different. We're not the same. You know, we're not the same as everybody else. But we're excited. Again, like I said, it's a historic presidential race, which several national polls have already really been releasing the results, and there's different polls that are closing at this time. But so you know, if you are at a polling station and you're in line, stay in that line. Don't leave. Your vote counts. Every vote counts. Every vote counts. But I'm just so pumped up about tonight. But we're going to go to some music, and we're going to go ahead and get it started tonight on this election night, Nikki Rich Show Election 2012 viewing party. And let's start it off with Miss Pamela Long, By Myself.
Frustrated, so tired of waiting, patient.
All right, all right. You are just listening to Miss Pamela Long, and that was By Myself. Everybody that's listening in, we are excited, we're pumped up, and we're moving forward. So if you're tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show, it's a special edition, the election 2012 viewing party here tonight. Call in and give us your view on the election and let us know if your state is winning or has won. Go ahead and call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we're just getting ready and geared up for all the results. Right now, we're going to go to Ariel Million now.
One, two, three, four, 51, 52, 53, 54, 85.
You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And we are here on this special night. Everybody that's tuned in, I see the numbers. I see the callers rolling in right now. So I'm pumped up and excited to talk to you guys. It's the Nikki Rich Show, special edition election 2012 viewing party. We want to go to the phone line. Right now, we're going to go to 323. 323, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the
Nikki Rich
Show.
Hey, Nikki, what's up? This is Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, man. I'm trying to tell everybody they need to go out there, need to get out, and they need to go vote. For real. I mean, especially in the West Coast, we still got like about 40 minutes. They need to go out there. President Obama needs everybody's vote. But I had to call
exactly.
in because, you know, I'll be missing your show. So, like, I made sure I tune in tonight.
I'm so excited. So now go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll be having my own show, too. I'm, like, doing a summer jam for, you know, unsigned artists, July, and that's coming. I'm going to send you that info. We got Ciroc signed on as a sponsor. I'm trying to get Ford. I'm trying to get, like, all the big sponsors so it won't cost as much for these artists to get on the show and, you know, do their thing. So we're going to have celebrity, you know, judges. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have all that stuff. So it's going to be on and popping July. I'm setting the date for July 21st, but I got to see how the permits and all that stuff correspond. So Music Life Radio, Music Life Records, Music Life Entertainment. We're about to do something big for unsigned artists next year, 2013. So y'all better stay tuned.
Most definitely. And I hear that accent.
Oh, you know I'm from the islands. Come on now. We, you know, Belizeans in the house. So shout out to all the Belizeans out there.
Yes. So what is your view thus far on the election just from watching the results that's coming in?
I think it's bullshit. I think Romney cheating already. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, Obama needs to be up in there for real. Like, if y'all ain't vote, like I said, West Coast
exactly.
people, I know East Coast is already, but West Coast people get there, go vote. Y'all need to make it important because every vote counting. A lot of people this year don't think, you know what I'm saying, they
yes.
kind of pissed off with President Obama for no reason. But then when you got to look at it, you know, he's up in here. He's got
hard.
This health care reform.
It's hard.
You know, and it's like, I think, if a Republican would be in office, it would still be the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard. It's the economy is messed up everywhere. Look at Europe. Look at Greece. Look at, you know, the only people's economy that's, like, on top right now is China. And why? Because every freaking thing is being made in China. So you got to look at that, and you got to look at, do you want to vote Romney in? Because what Romney going to do is send all the fucking shit to China, too, and then it's what? We ain't going to have nothing for ourselves.
Exactly.
So, you know, y'all just got to sit down. Y'all got to think. Y'all got to, you know, this guy, I think Obama would be a better president the second term around because, first off, he ain't got to worry about being reelected.
I think he did what he could because you got to think about it. In the beginning, just say for the first 2 years, I mean, it was like everything was getting blocked. What he was trying to do, it was getting blocked, you know. And he has really achieved and accomplished a lot from the military to, you know, just even
look
at
the Bin Laden killed. What you think? Come on now, that's like props enough for him. You got Bin Laden here, but my whole thing about it is y'all got to support President Obama. First off, President
exactly.
Obama came into this shit with 8 years of what Bush messed up. You know, you can't clean that shit up in 4 years. That stuff will probably take another 15 more years to even get cleaned up. Secondly,
exactly.
this guy, you know, he's the first black president of the United States. Everybody is
yes.
against him. You got to look at it. He had a Republican House of Representatives and a Republican Congress. Like, how is he supposed to make the moves he wanted to make if everything
exactly.
got voted down? Then thirdly,
everything got
you know
voted down, but guess what? You know, it's not over. You know, God is in control. So, you know, it's not over. It's all good. You know, we still waiting. We want the callers to call in. I see we got some more lines. Everybody is joining forces, giving us
definitely.
Their thoughts and their results on the
black
election
people,
and the
black
party.
Love, black vote. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Support the president. It's all good. And, you know, God inspires. Hope transpires. So it's all good.
Exactly.
So you
exactly.
take care,
well,
Nikki,
you,
man. You're doing a good job. Much love to you. And me and you definitely going to connect and do something big.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No
and
problem.
Thank everybody for listening in. I see we got some more callers we're going to get to. But I do want to say, no matter who we have tonight, you know, it's very important that, you know, we also, you know, we got to pray for them. You know, we shouldn't have so much hatred and so much, I would say, negativity. We know what each person, you know, has accomplished and has achieved and so forth, you know, no matter what it is, because it's already in the book, you know. It's part of, you know, God's plan. You know, we have to just, what we have to do then from the next 4 years and the next and the next and the next and the next, you have to get out and vote, not just every 4 years for the president, but we have 2 year terms, and I mean, it's so, you have, every year, you know, you have some, you're voting on something every single year. So don't just wait until it's time for the president to vote. That's the key. You gotta vote all the time. And that's why it's so hard for any president when they get in there, if you already got a majority of one, I would say, one party than the other. So it can be hard on that person. But we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to 415. You are on. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
San Francisco, California. This is your boy Selassie. What's up with y'all, man?
Well, Dana, I see California calling in tonight.
You know, we out here trying to do what we do. I just was calling to say hi and give my little 2 cents if I could. I was listening to
you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm with Obama. I don't want people to think, but since Obama's been elected, I've been riding Obama since long time ago. I've been picking it with him in the street when he come to different towns and, you know, trying to get him engaged with the poor people, the black people. Now, I know that, you know, it's historic that we got a black president, but it's also historic on what he hasn't done for us as being the black president. And I hope that tonight he doesn't feel the wrath of the people that, you know, believed in him at one time and then they don't believe in him now. So I think if he loses, it's because he didn't get the 13 million impoverished black people or under the poverty line black people who don't make $250,000 a year engaged with him and his campaign in more tangible ways than just more ceremony that lacks substance. You dig it? So I just want everybody out there to know I'm with Obama. I'm pushing for him. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the brother. Certain exemptions. I give him credit. You know, he's like the Frederick Douglass of black presidents. He's the first, so he's going to get it bad. You know, he whenever there's a black person and they do something first, especially something like this, he's going to get scrutinized and it's going to be bad. But I think his main thing that he did super wrong was not coming to the ghetto. You got to come to the ghetto. You got to come to the projects. You got to come to the barbershops, the barbecue places, the
pits. I can't really say. I mean, the United States is pretty big. I can say that I know that, you know, for me personally, I know he went for North Carolina. And like you say, I saw him several different times myself. I know he went. Everywhere, a lot of places, you know.
Yeah, I just didn't see him where we needed to see him, like when he came to Oakland or when he came to San Francisco or when he came to Sacramento or when he came to L.A. Like, he didn't come see us. You know, he went downtown and it was $10,000 a plate. I don't know how they're doing it in North Carolina because I know it's very different, you know, out there in the South because y'all have a much bigger black population, period. San Francisco, we got 3% black people. So, you know, he might, you know, might not be tripping like that. Ain't really no big thing. Oakland, they gentrifying that every day. But I know in the South and New York and all that, in the East, it's a lot more black people. So, but just, I'm just saying that to be critical of the brother because, you know, that's my job is to be, you know, a citizen and have my First Amendment right. But I hope he wins. I just hope if he wins, he comes back to the ghetto.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, Selassie, for calling in, and we got some more callers, so we're going to
thank you very much. I'm going to keep listening. Thank y'all. Be safe out there.
And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you next week. Okay, for sure. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to just hang on so I can keep
I see California is in the house. We're going to 513. 513, give us your name and where you're calling from and your thoughts on the election.
What's up, what's up? It's Aaron Staccato checking in live from Cincinnati, Ohio. To be here on the Nick the Rich Show. You already know, Staccato Nation in the building, checking in. my thoughts on the election is that very, very proud of the people that came out, you know what I mean, all over the country, you know what I mean, to come out and vote for them. I never seen so many inspired people come out and vote, you know what I mean, and this election means more to us now than ever before. So I'm just very, very thankful to be able to vote. And the reason why, you know, I voted for real, because it's more important to me to have a sign of hope and then to able to even exercise my right to vote, because people went through so much for us to even have that right. So I want Barack Obama to win, and I'm looking at the numbers now, and it's real tight in Florida. It's looking like he's leaning to win Ohio. It looked like he'll pull through, you know what I mean? So I'm optimistic about the election, and I hope everybody that's still in line, you know what I mean, that's probably undecided or shaky or staying or getting turned away or whatever, you're losing their strength. Just hold on and keep on staying in line, because,
exactly,
you know, he's about the children, he's about inspiration, so you can't knock that. You feel me?
Exactly. I'm feeling kind of like I have never felt like this before. You know, it's like your stomach hurt and your head hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel good about myself because, you know, this was the first time that I early voted. So I think that was amazing, because last year, though, I voted. I mean, the last terms that I voted, even though, you know, I didn't early vote, but it was like the last time I voted was I just walked straight into the polling place and nobody wasn't even there. So, you know, it was, I guess it was kind of like that again in North Carolina as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, this year, I was watching the news and nobody wasn't really, you know, out there. Nobody really wasn't, so.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It's crazy, I'm telling you.
But I'm feeling good, though. You know, I'm feeling good for our president.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like, you know, he's out to a good start, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a long night, but we go hang up all the way. We sipping our coffee right now. We got our popcorn out, you know what I mean? We got all our devices on deck. We on Twitter. We on Facebook. We going crazy. We going to keep rapping all the way to the last minute. That's what's up.
Well,
glad to be here.
We got some more space, honey. We got to get it in. We got to get it in. They said 45 more minutes to California, so, you know, it's still voting time. But I got a chance to talk to some that was not able to vote. And early this morning, you know, just in the beginning, I got a chance to see a lot of people that were on the social networking site. They were downplaying the voting, talking about it's not going to help me and blah, blah, blah. So what is your thought on others just saying, I don't vote, I didn't vote last year, and not last year, but I didn't vote last term, and I'm not going to vote this term. So what is your thoughts on that?
My thought on that is that, hey, like I said earlier, people went through so much for women to be able to vote, for minorities to be able to vote, for African-Americans, for all people to vote, to have their right to vote in America, to have your voice be heard, even though they feel like, you know, our votes don't matter, they do matter. You know, they want to know what the people think. And if the people don't come out and represent and make their voices heard strong enough, then don't go back and complain why, you know what I'm saying, you can't do this and do that. Some people feel like their votes don't count, but it really does to a certain extent. And for you to exercise and appreciate the right in America to go out and vote, you know, because somebody fought for you to able to be heard, that should be a win-win situation. Whether Barack Obama get in or not, he's already won. He's already inspired children from generations to come to feel like that they can go forward. So he's going to get back in just because of that. But at the same time, it's like you can't knock the man because he's already inspired and motivated children from down the line and people down the line for people to come together of all people and to balance the playing field out here and give equality to everybody, not tear it down with wars and continue to destroyed. And that's what he's about. So, you know, you got to support that. You feel me? So everybody voice matters and everybody got a role to play, whether you 85 or you, you know, 5, you know what I mean? So I mean, I'm telling you, you know, the children may not be able to vote, but they definitely inspire older folks. You know, you got these kids screaming Obama. You know, they inspire. They got a beautiful family.
Exactly.
So, you know, the parents is moved by that too. So we just hope everybody go out there and continue to vote, continue to tweet, continue to, you know what I mean, send the prayers up for our president.
Exactly.
And we just going to keep going.
Because it's already in the book, Sonny. It's already taken care of. No worries.
Already taken care of.
You might be a little
tense,
but it's already taken care of. But we thank
right.
you for calling in.
Oh, no doubt. I'm glad to be here.
All
shout out to Miss Nikki.
Oh,
you already know, North Carolina.
Now, how you're looking for Obama? That's all I want to know.
Oh, it's looking good. He's up by like 50. He's up like 54. He's up. He's doing good. He got a real good lead right now in Ohio. They saying he's leaning. All the precincts haven't reported, but right now Ohio was leaning towards Obama. And I was at the University of Cincinnati the other night, and it was just amazing to see how many people actually were coming out of all races to see him. And they were in the cold.
Okay.
They were standing for 4 to 5 hours. So, hey, he's looking good over here. You know what I mean? We hope he wins North Carolina because we heard it's real close down there, too. So, shouts out to everybody in North Carolina, all the Carolinas down there, everybody out there, hold it down. You know what I mean? Represent. Going down.
Wow. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. Much love. We're going to go to 717. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mia Moffitt. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hi, I was calling in. I didn't just get done voting, but I cut it really close today voting. I went to a place that, you know, I voted the last couple elections, and they said they didn't have me on the books. And I'm like, what? Like, this is where I vote at. I had to go to 3 different places. I didn't know where I was going. It was crazy, but I made it. And then, you know, I called a couple other people that weren't even going to vote. I'm like, are you serious? And once I called them, you know, we got together and, you know, they voted. So that was awesome. You know, every vote definitely counts. And, you know, I heard some people, you know, being negative also on Twitter, you know, just like you said, it won't help them and things like that. I think that, you know, them viewing things like that is disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful to, you know, their ancestors, you know, that went through so much to, you know, get the right to vote. You know, and for them to feel that way,
exactly.
I'm just like blown away.
You know what I want to tell you too is the thing about it is it's not necessarily, you know, how you got the Democrats and Republicans, rich
right.
and poor. Because to be honest, if you go back and do your history, who were Republicans? Tell me that. Did you know that it was Black people that were Republicans? So how did the tables turn? You know,
right.
what happened for the, you know, African Americans to not, I would say, I mean, it's still Republicans, but what happened to what we're saying that no, don't be a Republican or yes, be a Democrat? I mean, where did those tables turn? Because, you know, like you said, our people, they fought long and hard. And they walked and they went through so much, but they, you know, they also were Republicans back then too. And, you know, somehow within these next, I'd say, couple of years, everything had changed. And if people go do their research, they will know that as well. And also, our first voter was Thomas Mundy, and he was from New Jersey. And every year, they always it's a tradition to celebrate every year. And he also has medals, and I was putting that out today on Facebook about that as well. And his name is Mr. Mundy Peterson. So it's just amazing, you know, so many people that have, you know, really, really struggle to just even vote. And I was tutoring one of my students one time a couple of weeks ago, and you know how you learn in the U.S. history, and one thing, the number one thing was, what is the number one right in the U.S., and that is the right to vote. And if you don't think it's serious, it's really serious. If that's the number one right in the U.S., the right to vote, you know it's important.
It is. It truly
is.
It's
very important.
I think we need to respect that. I know, you know, ever since the beginning, you know, I've definitely been praying, you know, for Obama because I really feel like, you know, he is the man for the job. He can relate, you know, to us in so many different ways. We don't understand that. You know, I think he's really, I'm not going to say he's not worried, you know, about, you know, the rich, but he's more focused on, you know, the lower class and the middle class, as he should.
I think he's supporting everybody. I think he's looking at just Pennsylvania, just wanted. Okay, he just got, but anyway, it's crazy that I'm just talking to you and he just got it. So awesome.
That's
but,
awesome.
But the thing about it is what I feel is he's looking at, you know how you can get so low, I would say, but if we can, you know, like motivate that middle, you know how sometimes you got the outside, you got that middle, you know, if you can motivate, he wants to motivate and improve from the middle out. And you can.
Right.
If you down and out, and you have everybody else looking at you, and they down and out, do you expect to move forward? No. But if you got somebody above you, that's look at how it would be. If you got somebody above you, just say the rich, then you got the middle class, and then you got the poor. Say if you got the poor, they're going to look up to the middle class. Say if you got the middle class, who are they looking up to? The rich.
Right.
I mean, it's motivate. It's like a stair step. You know, you got to look at it that way. You got to look at it that way. You know, but if you got the poor motivating the poor and the middle motivating, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you got to have somebody to look up to or you know, that gives you that motivation and that energy just to push forward. And, just me, myself, you know, I have really accomplished a lot, and I have got degrees and everything else, you know. But look at the president. He is a prime example for everybody, you know.
Right.
He's married, has a awesome family, an awesome wife, you know. And just looking at him and his achievements as well as his wife, and look at his kids. Look at all. You know, everything is in unison, and that's what you have to look at. You know, that's the first family. Look at that family.
Yes.
Everything he went through, everything he did to become president, you know, they cannot find anything on President Obama. Just think, this man right here. I mean, I know we all have did something in our lifetime. You know,
right.
We're not perfect. But they cannot say, well, Obama did this, Obama did that. No, you can't say it. President Obama did. You cannot. They cannot say anything. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm just like, I feel good. Like you said, I feel good about the election because, we know it's going to be close. We know it's going to be close, but he's going to win. And you can't tell me because I'm going to tell you my prime example, and I tell everybody, and I even tweeted this to Obama just a few minutes ago. When I was asleep this morning, and I woke up, and I just said a prayer, and when I said my prayer, you know, I know after that, in my head was Obama winning. That was the first, those were my thoughts, first thoughts. You know, I said my prayer, and then Obama winning. Those were my thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Which is that say? I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, you know, I've definitely, you know, been praying, you know, for him. But God knows that, you know, he's the one for the job. So like I'm not worried, or you know, I wasn't really looking at the results, because I said God got this. He got this, and he's right on time all the time. So no worries, Obama got this. He got this.
And you know why? Because you know sometimes we have to go through things to get through things.
Right.
Look at how Obama has strived through all that he has been through, from people blocking him passing bills and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Look at all that he has been through. But
exactly.
He still was pushing. He didn't give up. He did not give up. Because you got to be strong. You definitely
uh-huh.
got to be strong. Especially, I mean, in North Carolina, come on now, we got to get it. We
uh-huh.
got to get North Carolina. But we're just glad that you called in tonight, and we're glad that you were able to vote.
Yes.
I voted 2 weeks earlier. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I did see that. I did see you did that. That's awesome.
It,
that is awesome.
Yeah. Now, do y'all have early voting?
Because a lot of people, I didn't really hear anybody talking about it, so we must did.
Okay.
And today was like kind of the first buzz where everybody, you know, was posting
mm-hmm.
that they voted and things like that. I wish we would have, because, I mean, today, like, I don't have a vehicle, so I had to walk the vote. So I had to walk to 3 different places. But I'm like, you know what? Obama's worth it. I'm sorry. For me
mm-hmm.
to go and vote for him, it's worth it. So I got out there.
Exactly.
I had to
Yes. Now, how do you feel about what they say is going on with the machines? A lot of machines.
That happened. That happened before, if I'm not mistaken, and that's crazy. The one girl I took to go vote, well, I walked with her to go vote. Something was messed up with her machine. Like she clicked Obama. And a whole bunch of lights lit up. And I'm like, that ain't right, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I told her to click on individual names, you know, don't hit Democratic,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way down. So she clicked Obama, and all the lights lit up. And I said, that's not right. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the people came over and looked at it and stuff. I'm like, what is going on? Like, come on, be fair. But you, at the end of the day, you can't rig this if you want to. Okay, it's already written,
okay.
And God already got this. They can't mess. They can't. They don't got. God is bigger than it all. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
They can't do Obama dirty. I'm sorry, y'all can't. He got God on his side, and ain't nobody bigger than God. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Nobody.
I'm telling you, because this man right here has been through a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he, it's going to be 2 terms, believe that.
Yes,
believe
absolutely.
That. Well, we thank you for calling in. I see our lines are buzzing. We're going to go to the phone lines, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go and continue to get your views and thoughts on election 2012. We are live. North Carolina, all the way to LA, Atlanta, and across the globe. We're on the 423. 423, tell us your name and where you're calling from. 423, you on the air, tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name's Shante Delaney. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey.
How you doing?
Girl, right now I'm nervous. I'm talking about I'm on the edge of my seat, can't breathe. Like, I'm really nervous right now.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's crazy.
Well, I'm following you on Twitter, so I know you already see this madness on Twitter right now.
Oh, no. I don't see what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Let everybody
know. Yeah, well, see, what's really crazy to me is just that people really don't give Obama the chance. Like, 4 years is not long enough to complete anything. Mm-hmm. I know people who have been in school 6 years and can't spell. You know what I'm saying? Can't do anything. People been a senior
exactly.
since I was a freshman. And it's just like, how are y'all going to give him the chance to start something but not the chance to finish it? And then point fingers like, oh, he's the reason why we're in our situation when he came in the situation and it was bad.
I think everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. They're just, you know, in denial. Everybody understands that. And, I mean, you have the first African-American president here.
Exactly.
And already, it's already like a stigmatism. You got this man here, awesome, educated, leader, has accomplished a lot during the term that he, you know, the 2-year term.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you got something good, you know, it's always something there to tear you down when you're trying
mm-hmm.
to do good. You ever been in situations like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always, people are always, when they see you doing something good, they're always going to want to see you fail or not do as well. And
exactly.
Right now, everybody's got their eyes on Ohio. We've all got our eyes on California, Florida. So when we find out those states, I think we'll know exactly what's going to happen. But everybody just keep sending your prayers out. Oh, Lord, I'm so nervous.
Well, we thank you for calling in, and I feel your pain.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to continue to go to the phone lines. We're getting everybody. So, y'all, we're going to go to 914. 914, you are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 914, you're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right, we're going to keep it going. We got 864 in the building. 864, you're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's going on, Nikki? This is Lonnie Mack. I'm calling from South
Carolina. What's going on? Lonnie Mack, give us your thoughts on the election 2012. How's it going?
I'm nervous and I'm pissed at the same time.
Tell us your thoughts, Lonnie Mack.
Well, you know, me and you being from the South, being from South Carolina, and just see our state like this, and, you know, most of the southern states out here that's just hating on a leader that's just done so much for the country in 4 years,
mm-hmm.
it just disgusts me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You would think some things have changed, you know, but it's just not. It's not the way I. This race shouldn't be this close.
It shouldn't. But you know what? What we got to do, we got to get out and vote. Get out and vote. That's the thing. You can't wait. I mean, you get on here, you get on the social networking sites, you wanna talk about everything else. But when it's time to vote and talk about something that's really important, where are you? You're
exactly.
tweeting out, or you're tweeting out something about what's going on the weekend. I mean, today should have been a day that, I mean, if you notice, I didn't promote. No, I didn't promote, because guess what? It's important today to know that, I mean, this is the election. We're going to have another one in a big presidential election in another 4 years, but to know this is now. Tomorrow is not promised. So, you know, we got to get it in right now at this moment.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, like the other caller said, you know, he didn't tear this country down. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I mean, 4 years is not enough to rebuild the country the way it's supposed to be, you know?
Exactly.
And he need one more term just to so, you know, he can show y'all his plan and what was going on. I mean, as you can see, we was already improving in the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Americans keeping the jobs here, you know, employment going up, you know, and I just hope they just give him another chance to prove himself.
Well, I do too, and I just trust and believe, you know, that he will win. I believe it, and we're gonna speak it into existence right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to speak it into existence right now that he is our president. He's our president right now, and he will be for two terms. Believe it. Believe that.
And you know, on another note, you know, ain't nobody got that Obama swag that Denzel, he up there with Denzel Washington. They ain't got that swag he got.
Exactly. And like I said, he has a strong person behind him.
Oh yeah,
that backbone.
Yeah, he got
the first lady Michelle, and you know, he got her. I mean, and that's what's helping him as well.
Yeah, he definitely got that backbone. But I appreciate the you taking my call.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, and God bless.
All right. God
everybody,
bless.
You are, you know, calling in. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving your thoughts and your opinions on the Nikki Rich Show Election 2012 viewing party. Call in at 323-580-5749. Move on to 601. 601, tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Maury, and I'm calling from Alabama right now. And
Alabama?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Tell us about on the election thus far and the results.
I think it's going to be close. I did a little prediction thing, and it came out to be Obama by 10. Because he's going to win one of these swing states, either be Ohio or Colorado. And he's going to narrow it out over Romney. But, you know, I've been watching Facebook, and a lot of my friends, you know, they sound like that this is their first election. And they really don't understand electoral votes. You know, it's kind of frustrating. But, yeah, from the prediction thing, I mean, so far going exactly how I worked it out. And he should have won by 10, a mayoral victory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are, like I said, speaking it into existence. And we're excited about it because we know that, like I said, President Obama, he's really been working hard out there. And it's so many people that is staring him down. Now, what is everybody's views? What are you getting? Are you getting a lot of phone calls yourself in Alabama? What are other thoughts in Alabama?
Hold on.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to go to Mark Gordon. Hey, love, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
Love. Hey. Oh. She likes me. Hey. Ooh, I think she likes me like a fresh. Nike. Says she liked the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh.
Hey love.
Hey.
You can have it when you want.
Hey love.
like that. First class service on the first class flight. God, it takes me there. Gets that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said.
Rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are showing North Carolina getting it in. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to 202-202. You on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
What's up, what's up? This is Fajorian. I'm calling from the D.C. metropolitan area.
What's going on, Fajorian? Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Nikki Rich. Yeah. Oh, man, this is a close race. Now, this is an election. 4 years ago, I could have went home and went to bed and woke up and just knew that Barack was going to be president. But this one here, making my stomach turn a little bit.
Who you tell it?
Yeah,
yes,
but it's all good,
yes.
Though. It's all good.
It's
because,
all good.
Yeah, because my passport is on standby. And I'm going to get them work visas on Monday.
So
and get me travel visas. Yeah, I'm going to spend
about
3 months.
No, you didn't see your passport, hon, did you?
What? My passport will be on standby. What? Shoot.
Not the passport.
Nah, tem certeza, porque eu falo português. Shoot. Eu vou para o ao Brasil. I'll go to Brazil in a minute. Shoot. Be like, well, I'm going to be in Brazil for a while. But I'm going to spend probably about 3 months in France, though, because you don't have to have a work visa or anything when you go to France. You just need to, you know, have your stuff together in 3 months, because if you don't, then they'll
exactly.
Ask you to. Yeah. So I'll
now, tell us your thoughts on the results that you've seen thus far. I know you, like myself, are from South Carolina.
That is correct. That is correct. So far. Yeah, so far, I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, I kind of figured he'd get New York. I knew he was going to get, like, most of the north eastern states or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But my eye is on Ohio, of course. Ohio tend to act a little funny. And Florida. Florida, too. And Mitt Romney,
okay.
As of right now, is leading, from what the TV say, he's leading as of right now in Florida. But it's still really, really close because
okay.
They're still counting and stuff. So I'm like,
he
oh,
just got
cute.
New Hampshire. Shout out to President Obama. Got New Hampshire. And another thing, that's another thing that we get a lot of people I know, they're so used to saying, you know, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he is our president. We need to give respect when it respects. Is due. And it's due right now with our president, the first African American president, that is.
Who really tried his
best. I see a lot of people that saying, you know, I'm not going to vote and all this nonsense. And okay, you just have to guess what? See and feel the repercussions of that. I mean, it's not cute. It's not cute. No matter what you say, oh, it's corrupted, it's this and it's that. Okay. But if you would not just vote during the time
of the presidential election, then you could understand it a little bit better, knowing that, you know, it would be a lot easier if us as Democrats more, and I would say, because I know some of us just wait until the big election to want to vote. And that's the thing. But you know what? It might not be as many people as last time that voted. I am truly, truly proud of everyone that has been out and vote, especially early voters like myself. I'm proud of myself.
Okay, early vote. I wanted to be in those lines, but I was like, let me just wait to the day of, because that's when I know I got my vote in for sure, you know, that I know that it's there.
Because
I have a friend, she actually voted October 1st. And I was like, dog, for real? October 1st? Like, yeah, I voted October 1st because she had just got a new job and she moved to Charleston. So she was like, before I move, I'm going to go ahead and put my vote in. I was like, okay, that's what's up. That's where, you know, that's where it's at. You know, and looking on my Facebook page, I put as my status, I was like, now this is an election. 4 years ago, it was a total blowout. You know, and some of the responses, of course, I put my passport is on standby. And one of my friends was saying, oh, I'm just drinking and giggling, not because it's funny, but because I'm drunk and nervous. If Romney wins, London, here I come. And another friend of mine, she posted in response, in 5 minutes, you're going to experience an emotional roller coaster. You won't know if you need to pack your stuff and load the shotgun or keep sipping for a victory.
Well, Joanne, we thank you for calling in all the way from the DMV area.
That's right.
I see we got some more callers. We're going to go to the phone lines because we got everybody. So far, it's been every state just about calling in. Let's get all 50. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to 803. 803, tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lene.
Hey, Lene. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How you doing?
I'm good. Tell us your thoughts on the election, but also let us know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from West Columbia, South Carolina.
Awesome.
And my thoughts are, this is really crazy. I mean, really, really crazy. I'm not even going to watch anything anymore. I'm just going to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like that, Lene?
Yeah, it's like that, Nikki.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. We got to cheer our president.
I love him. I love him to death. I love his whole family. Mm-hmm. He is what America is. He is what him himself is what, well, his people, his dad, African, you know, in slavery, and then his mom, a white woman. This is what built America. And, you know, I love him to death, but I just have to go to bed. Mm-hmm. It gives me too much anxiety.
Yes. It is kind of hard. This has really been a really, I would say mind-boggling election right now, because I have never felt this way.
Me either.
It's got everything. It's got my head hurt. It's got my stomach hurt, and I can't even focus.
That's why I'm going to bed, because I got to go to work tomorrow. So regardless who have to win, I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to pay my bills. And, it does matter. But in a sense, I don't want to get so overwhelmed. And some people are going to be really overwhelmed tomorrow, like really ignorant overwhelmed.
And I think, like I said, we just got to pray for our country, pray for our world, because, you know, regardless you know, God, he is in the midst, and he's coming back. Believe that.
Yeah,
and we don't have long.
And he's in control.
Yes, he is in control. And we thank you for calling in. Just so you know that the Nikki Rich Show, you can download this episode and hear yourself on podcast. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing. So tomorrow morning, you can let everybody know you are on the Nikki Rich Show. And send them right to iTunes at The Nikki Rich Show.
All right.
I love you, Cuzzo. You doing it good now. Take care.
Thank you. Love you too, Cuzzo.
All right. Bye bye.
And it always feels good to have your family call in, doesn't it? Right now, we want to go ahead to the phone lines. We're on the 910. We got these lines popping tonight. 910. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 910, you are on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
This is Nicole, and I'm calling from Raleigh.
Hey, Nicole. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, Miss Nikki Rich. This is a longtime friend of you. You know me as Ashley, but, you know, here I go by a different name. But, hey, baby, how you doing?
Ashley, I'm so excited. Everybody that's listening in, Ashley has been with me from the very, very beginning. Ashley was the person who was with me when I first started my show. Isn't that amazing, Ashley?
I figured what night would be perfect to call any other night than election night.
Exactly. Yes, and Ashley, you see how we have really, really grown. I mean, you know how it is. You watch.
Yeah, because you know I know how it all began, and I've been watching your progress from that same day that we started in that little apartment until now, and it's amazing, Nikki. You are doing an amazing, I mean, a plum awesome job with it. I love it.
I love it, just watching everything. Exactly. You know what's so amazing? Because I remember, I'm telling you, from verbatim, I remember the exact conversation. I remember you coming over, and I remember saying, Ashley, I got this idea. You know, I've been researching this radio show, and I was like, let's try it out. You know, I wanna do this, you know. And I was like, why don't you be on the show with me? And it just went on from there, and it was
a lot of trial and error. We didn't know nothing about what in the world we was doing. We get straight out of school, hair school, and then come straight in trying to figure out what kind of information we was going to put on the air. It was just, oh, my God. And girl, it was crazy.
Yes, and, you know, everybody, first I want to give a shout-out to Ivy A. Pretty MF. Shout-out to her because she's listening, and we want her to call in, too. And we think, you know, I'm thankful for everybody and their support, but everyone always asks me, they always ask me, they say, well, how do you do this, you know, like I've just been doing this for a long time, and it's only been a year. And I was like, I just, you know, God just really guided me, and it was just a vision, and I tell people what I did before, I researched it. You know, I researched it before. You have to research because everything
exactly.
is not going to be
exactly.
a fit for everybody, you know?
That's true.
And I've just been really, really just thankful. And I'm just thankful for you because it's good to know a person that was there with you from the beginning that understood and knew your vision and how you have moved forward. And that's why I always say thank you for even, you know, supporting the movement as well.
I would like to just say thank you for being my friend, because I don't use that term loosely. And if mm-hmm. I consider you, you know, if I give you the title as my friend, to me that really means a lot. And I was, like you said, I was there in the beginning when people were looking at you like you were crazy and they didn't think you knew what in the world you were talking about. And I'd be like,
exactly.
Well, you know how she is, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I understood where you were going with the vision because I had one of my own. And when people were trying to discourage you, you still stepped forward and moved forward and did the research and put in the work and put in the time. I remember the text messages early in the morning, right before we was getting ready to go to school, you already beat up. I'd be just getting up, but you already beat up and working and, you know what I'm saying, been online all daggone night. Anyways, so it's like you know, you really put in the time and the effort, and like you said, you did research, and you just continue to, you know what I'm saying, navigate your own self, where the people were there to help you and support you and not, and I am really proud of all the progress you have made thus far. You have no idea, Nikki. You just have no idea. I don't always get in and comment. I try to retweet and like everything, you know what I'm saying, when I get a chance, but you know what I'm saying, just watching your progress and how much you've grown and, you know what I'm saying, where have you been and the people, you know, you've contacted and networked with and helped along the way as well. I'm just so thankful for you.
And thank you, because, you know, and I'm glad that you said that, because people don't know what I had to go through. You know, you have people telling you you aren't, this is not real. You are not doing this, and, oh, that's fake, and why don't you want to be in a studio? Why don't you want to be this and do that? And you saw it firsthand, you know. But guess what? Like I said, God is in control. And next week, Nikki Rich has an event in L.A. with The Game and Primetime
okay.
Games. I have teamed up. And I
Let's
will be interviewing. at, look, Nikki Rich will be interviewing Snoop Dogg's mom at her house. And then going to church on that Sunday with her.
Okay.
Tell me,
let's go.
We don't have a God that's real. Let me tell you, this is real right here. And the thing about the Nikki Rich show, okay, yes, we started April the 5th. You remember that? And then
I remember.
I got my business together in order, paperwork, November the 29th will be
yep.
an official year. So I just
yep.
thank God for that, and I thank God for this special night.
It's so funny
tonight.
How all of this stuff was just last year. You know, I'm not going to put all our business out there, but the struggle we both were going through at that time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And at the same time, you were still putting in the footwork and doing this and doing that to try to create your vision with, you know what I'm saying, your nonprofit and everything that was going on at that time. And it just amazes me how the people who, you know what I'm saying, tried to talk down on you and didn't believe in you then, they're watching your progress and they're seeing you now. You know what I'm saying? When it was
exactly.
fun and games
exactly.
and a joke back then, you know what I'm saying, it's really real right now. You know what I'm saying? We're
it
going
is.
Into a
it
whole
is.
Year.
You remember those days? Last
yes,
year.
Girl. You were, I remember my lunch date when I started working at the shop. You know what I'm saying? It was just everything that, all of it was a process. All of it was a process. And now your vision is really real. And I'm just happy and thankful for you and thankful for it for you.
Exactly. And I thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in. We're going to go to some more phone lines, but we're going to be talking with you, because I would love to have you back on again and talk about your vision and what is in store for 2013, okay?
Yes, we are. And I thank you for having me in. Nikki, I love you so much, and I got to get up there to see you soon, and I'm going to make it my business to see you soon.
All right. Love you too, and thank you so much. That was Ashley Nicole. Like I said, she was there with me from the beginning, my very first show. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. I see we got 910-670. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is DJ Trap B. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay.
Tell
yeah,
us
I was
on the election.
Yeah, the election, I think it's great that a lot of the black people went out and voted. Personally, this was my first year voting, and it was a good experience. It was a good feeling to know, we made, whether we win
progress.
Or not doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's the process. And I think the change that everybody's looking for, and somewhere else, like a government that they want to change, I think they should change where they're looking for the change to start. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody should start
yeah.
within, you know what I'm saying, and really start with yourselves. And that'd be, you know, if everybody plays their part, we wouldn't even need a government to really be looking for everything, because everything that us as a black people need, we already got it. You know what I'm saying? The creative minds, the people, the entertainment, the resources to build, we already got it.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you rely
exactly.
on someone else to give it to us? Because that's how we've been treated over the years to
mm-hmm.
be mentally think. But I mean, if you really open your eyes up and look at the traits that's just amongst us ourselves, if we really wanted to and we really wanted to educate ourselves and learn how to do the business loan, to learn how to do this or learn how to do that that they don't teach us in school, I think we'll all be a lot better off. And I think we got to do more as a community and more as a whole to start educating each other and to stop looking for other people to do everything for us.
But you know what? Since you mentioned change, I do think us as African-Americans, and even not just necessarily African-Americans, I think we are changing. I mean, we're getting a lot of young voters out, and it's more and more people that's getting out to the polls, especially this year. A lot of people voted early, and that is amazing. Like I said, I was one of those who voted early, and that was my first time voting early. I was just used to, you know, just going on the day of, but it felt good to know that you had already voted today. So you can kind of sit back and relax and, you know, just also, you know, motivate others and also get the word out, because that's what I did. It felt good. I was able to spread the word and tell people to vote, because that felt good in itself.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people are missing, something to do to make them feel like they've become a part of something that's big. And
mm-hmm.
really it's just either opportunities are not being pressed like that, or the opportunities
mm-hmm.
just aren't available. And I think if we start between the people that are the leaders, because a lot of us are followers, but if the ones that are leaders would stand in front and say, this is the path that we need to take, I think a lot of these other guys that just want some type of identity, that just want some type of importance, they'll follow suit, because it's the same thing as the reason why they would join a gang. You know what I'm saying? It's the same exact reason, because they would want to be important, or they would want some type of clout, you know what I'm saying, or some type of position. And I think it also the musicians as black people, artists, rappers, singers, they should all hold some type of social responsibility because of the entertainment and how it's perceived to us, and how it's kind of glorified. And I think if they make it seem more cool to do certain things, then more people would go towards that particular thing that they're telling them to basically do. You know what I'm saying? If tomorrow they stop wearing chains and they start wearing rubber bands around their neck, you'll have 100 guys wearing rubber bands around their neck. So I think that they should play some type of responsibility. And I think as artists, they forget how much of an influence they have over our black people as a whole, because, of course, about 95, if not 97% of all black people do listen to some type of hip-hop
exactly.
music. Exactly.
Well, I'm looking at the results right now, and right now they're really getting it in. President Obama, 50%, and Romney, 49%, Florida, as well as President Obama, Ohio, 50, and Ohio, 48. But we thank you for calling. We're going to get to some more callers. Thank you so much.
All right,
we're going to go to 470. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 470, you on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How you doing? My name's JD. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, all right. Now, what are your thoughts on the election for tonight?
Honestly, I was just calling to listen in, but since you picked on me, I'm gonna just say, like, I didn't vote. I can't vote, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
certain reasons, but I mean, I just feel like it's a good thing that like a lot of people getting involved in what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like a lot of people got misunderstandings when it comes to politics and when it comes to the presidential election, and how important certain things are. But I mean, I just think it's good that a lot more people getting out there and trying to make a difference in the country and what's going on.
And I agree. And we just thank you for taking out the time to even voice your opinion, because it's important. And, you know, everybody, we all, you know, a lot of people, they had the right to vote, but some didn't. and then you have those who can't at the moment. But it's okay, you know, as long as you're motivating and telling others to vote, 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 and doing your part as well. But we just thank you for giving your opinion here tonight and supporting the Nikki Rich Show by calling in. Thank you so, so much.
All right, no problem.
Thank you. And we're going to go to some more callers. We got 818. 818, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. My name is DeAndre Barnes.
DeAndre Barnes in the house. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm going to be real brief. I've been listening to everybody, you know, and everybody's saying some valid points. I can't vote. You know, I'm a felon. However, I never voted before I was a felon. Because I ain't see nothing in the community from voting that happened because of us voting. I'm not saying don't go vote. You who have your own free will and opinion better go do that shit. For me, it was something in me that, you know, I don't see nothing from, well, Barack Obama, you know, I'm going to vote for him for one reason. I don't got to say that. If I could vote, it would be for him. But I'm saying, and I'm a little, I had a couple drinks too, so bear with me. I'm feeling good because I think a lot of people are going to have some drinks after this shit. Yeah, but, you know, it's going to get like the brother said, we got our own resources, our own movement, our own people, our own. Man, we don't need to be leaning on nobody to help us, to take care of us, man. Motherfuckers can't get me to vote. Man, that's on everything I love. People voting for nothing, man. 70% of the prison population is black. And we ain't even, we're not even. How much of the population of America are we? But we got the whole, you know what I mean? And it's like, that shit crazy. I'd rather go get with the nation. With the nation.
They're going there.
We need a black nation for our people. Like the Hispanics got their own nation of people. They got their own country. You know what I mean? We need our own here in North America because we the called and the chosen. We the ones. Stop all that crying, looking around, everything. Obama going with, don't worry about it. Stop praying. It's all in the black man's hands right now. And that's my point of view.
And he got this, you know. Now, how is California? How is it going? I know you, how's it looking over there?
Terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty big-ass earthquake to hit. They planning on that, too. Because they all doing this. I'm telling you, these people are very, very, very scientific and mathematical, and they check things. They don't just play. And it's in certain people's nature. They can't do nothing else. Nothing else other than what they was made to do. And that's a fuck everything up. Destroy.
And
kill.
And
murder. Rape.
Have you been seeing the machines been acting up? Have anything been acting up over there?
Yes, yes. And it messed up when Bush 2 went in. The president that ran at that time won the election by the votes and all. I forgot his name too, but
it
don't matter, man. All we need to do is, this is one more opinion. Imagine everybody didn't vote. The power in that. Who you going to vote for? Who you going to vote for? And guess how much volumes that speaks. That bring motherfuckers to their knees and let them know, man, these people, the people, not a people, or the. I mean, everybody that has a say is saying nothing. Oh, man, we got to get this shit right before they come getting us.
It's crazy right now. And And the thing about this is I can't believe how many states are, you know, that he's just sweeping, like, easy.
I just want to, Miss Rich, I just want to tell you, you know, I can't vote. I wouldn't vote anyway because I vote for us. That's all I vote for, my people. Everybody else vote for yours. We all win.
Wow.
If that makes
They're
sense.
They're saying right
That's
now
correct.
That the popular vote is for president is Romney. And
well,
it's,
get ready. So what? If Romney wins, so what? That'd be probably great. That way we can get the fuck up and do something because it's going to take anarchy or some type of something to break down for people to open their eyes and say, man, all this bull ain't nothing. Promise you. You go to the real school, these people go really to school, and I hate to say school is in prison for where the truth is, they got them all locked up. They locked up. You never try to let them ask anybody that been through there. No. Other than that, man, everybody out here is slaves, man. Slaves to your time, job, going here, you got to be here. You can't even spend time with your family. Motherfuckers want to work. Well, you can take your son to work, your daughter, your wife.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody chilling, man, and we ain't away from one another. That's what this, yeah, man.
Now,
lucky
what,
I ain't
what
president.
Do you think we should do then? I mean, like,
vote for me. Vote for the Andre Bonds for president of not the United States, of the planet Earth. One of them, because I need help. I'm going to need some more people. I can't be one president.
Exactly.
And the president is the office. It's not a person. I got to go.
Huh?
I got to go. The president is an office, not a person. The person is the guinea pig in the front ain't running shit. That's my word. Y'all voting for somebody that ain't running nothing. Them niggas running it both sides. The fort, yeah. So go figure that out. All right, I'm off the phone. I love you, Miss Nikki Rich. Thank
you.
You
know, I'm
going to
see you next week. Don't play, DeAndre. You better be ready.
My word, I'm
near.
My word, I'll be there.
Okay.
Let me know I'm going to have everything cracking.
I'm going to tell you now, like, huh?
No, for real, whatever. You know, for
yeah,
you. I'm come support.
Right,
you want me to speak? You want me to rap? What? Tell me.
Come on.
I host them.
I'm just saying, I want to interview you live. You know it's going down, not just on no air.
Ooh.
We don't get it in.
And we're going to have fun.
You know that.
Okay.
And congratulations right. on your success.
Thank you. Still got
a lot of. And I see you going in with the movies, man. I love those pics you got.
Oh, yeah.
Working with the real Scarface. What is that like?
Yeah, the real one. Because it's only one real Scarface. The other dude named Al Pacino.
Okay.
He ain't the real Scarface. Scarface is the real Scarface.
That's real. Yes, sir.
Take care.
Thank you so much, hon.
All right.
Everybody, you just listening to DeAndre Bonds calling in, giving his view on the election 2012. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. I told you we keep it hot. You never know who's going to call in. Also, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And we are rocking it tonight. We're getting it in. We have had California has really been calling in tonight. We've had Pennsylvania. We've had Georgia. Ohio has called in and showed love. North Carolina, as well as Alabama. And we got some more states. We're going to try to reach everybody. Everybody that's tuned in, much love to you. Thank you so much for your support of the Nikki Rich Show. And just so you know, next week, the Nikki Rich Show will be live in L.A. We got some awesome live interviews that we will be Tucker is an amazing guest. And I do want to let you know that on Friday, I'm excited because I myself will be going to the home of evangelist Miss Beverly Broaddus. That is, if you know Calvin Broaddus, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg's mom, I'll be going there next Friday, and I will be interviewing her live as well as attending her church on that Sunday because she will be speaking. So I'm excited. I got a chance to talk to her. And she will also be coming on my parents' radio station as well. I have in Seneca, South Carolina. So I know everybody got to get ready. And that South Carolina, you know, from all the way from Hollywood. But we're excited about that. And, you know, I'm able to connect my parents with her as well. So it feels good. And also we have, we'll be interviewing the Wayans, so I'm excited about that as well. And so many more guest appearances and interviews with Robin Lewis and so much more. And tomorrow we have three amazing Hollywood actors that's coming on, so I'm excited because we're also interviewing them live as well. And I myself will be at the Trendsetters Barbershop with Chris Cutts, known as I Am Chris Cutts. And we'll be interviewing live all the way from West Hollywood as well as the time that I'm in L.A. And on that Saturday is the main event, the reason why I'm going, the West Coast Classic, Nikki Rich Show, and Primetime Gamers have teamed up to create the West Coast Classic. And it's all, you know, major shout out to Primetime Gamers because it's all his vision, you know, and I'm just so glad to be a part of it, you know, and team up with him. But it's a gaming tournament, Madden, NBA, as well as Black Ops, Angry Birds, and so forth. We also have a live concert with so many amazing artists from across the globe. And we also have, you know him, The Game. He will be hosting the event, so we're looking forward to that. And it's going to be pretty hot. You got gaming, and then you got The Game hosting The Game. So everybody, you know, we will be streaming live. It's gonna be crazy. We're gonna pull out the red carpet, and we're gonna also have, we got lots of vendors that's coming out there. And major shout out to all of the supporters, the sponsors, especially Blingy Girly Things. You know, we're so excited about that, and all the donations everybody has sent in. It's truly amazing, but we're just so grateful for all the callers that's calling in. But we're going to get back to the phone lines. I see we got 404, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and also tell us your view on this tonight's election.
My name is Eric Wingo, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina in the house. Tell us your views on this election here tonight.
My view is that it depends on how people see it. It's a hard election. If everyone look at both sides of it, you got two good people that want to change America around. That's how I see it, but I see it's gonna come down to the wire.
It is. Now, did you go out and vote today, or if not, did you go out there and tell people to vote?
Yes, I went out and vote, and I told people to vote.
That's awesome. You know that. Yeah, as long as you did your part, I know you feel good about that. And even if you told one person, just taking that opportunity to just tell another person, it makes a difference. It does.
Yeah, because I'm in the Army, and most of us, we kind of got a day to go out, got some time to go out and vote.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, pretty amazing. And we just thank you for just taking out the time to come on and listen to the Nikki Rich Show and give your view on tonight's election.
Yeah, the only thing about this election that I kind of was a little upset about was so many people don't really, they know about the rules of elections, but don't really pay attention to it. I'm like,
exactly.
When you vote, you don't have to put your ballot on Facebook, Twitter, online. That's not helping helping whoever you voted for out. That's not helping them at all. You're actually not helping because they're losing votes because you decide, oh, you voted for Romney and you put the ballot on Facebook, or you voted for Obama and you put the ballot on Twitter. It's not helping.
And you don't. And I don't see how people, you know, why would you do that? I don't even think it's cute. And I've seen a lot of people from everywhere. The stars were doing it, and they were happy. You know, they didn't know no better. I've seen a lot of stars and a lot of people, period, to your out. Or post it on their Facebook like it was okay. And it's not. Really and truly, it's personal. You really don't have to tell anybody. It's not like you have anything to prove.
Prefer. You know, because it's more than just your vote that's going up. It's more than just one person's vote. So just because you voted for Obama or Romney, that means the next person that sees that you voted for them, they probably already had so many people that probably wasn't them vote. So you're not helping the person who you want to get in office. That just motivates more people to go out and vote and get whoever they want to get in office. And they just got, and most people are aware of, a lot of people are aware that if you put it on the internet, votes going to be taken away.
Exactly. Well, we just thank you for taking the time out and talk with us tonight on this special historic night, because it's good to hear everybody voice their opinion on the Nikki Rich Show. That's what this platform is all about. That's what, you know, we welcome everybody. It's no limit to. We all have our own unique styles. We are all unique in our own way.
Yeah,
and
it's not about race.
I'm sorry, what did you say, hon?
It's not the race either that's in this. It's how your opinion, who you feel fitted
it is.
And changed.
Well, we thank you so much. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got some more callers. Thank you again, caller, calling all the way from South Carolina, the military. Right now, we're going to 216. Tell us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Nicole from Ohio.
Ohio in the building. Ohio.
How you so my girl? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had breast cancer surgery today. I'm at home recovering, but I had to call and support you and get my two cents too.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much for calling in, and we are praying for you, sister, because you know I love you.
You know I love you.
Sister.
I love you too, girl. I just had this election got me on the end of my bed, but that's okay, because all I can say is the best man win. God go put in there who he want to put in there, so I'm going to leave it at
exactly.
that. You know,
exactly.
But I did just have a few things for thought as the other callers was that I was listening to. I only had like four little thoughts. I ain't going to take up a lot of time. One of them was, how did the country get in the mess that it's in? Because to me, we was in such a mess from the previous that nobody could have gotten us out of it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took us more than 4 years to get in this mess. It's going to take us more than 4 years to get out. And my main thing is, like, just know what's important to you and stand on that as a registered voter, because a lot of people lost their life so we could have that right to vote. So just do it.
Exactly.
And the other one was,
I'm gonna tell you, things have changed because, like, even myself, I had moved. I moved a couple of months ago, but guess what? I had to redo everything. You know, it's crazy. You know, things have really, really changed, and it's getting stricter. It's getting tighter. So you can't vote. You know, we all have this right to vote. It's the number one right in the United States.
Exactly, but I just thought it was funny because my daughter went and voted the other day, and they didn't ask her for no ID, but today, the actual election day, they asking everybody for ID. I'm like, well, why wasn't y'all doing that before? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I think they just asked her last four, her social and her date of birth, but, I mean, how you know that wasn't somebody that knew her information?
Exactly.
You know, so that kind of bothered me, but I'm just glad she voted, so that's all that really mattered. And the other part that was bothering me was, like, you know, is education important to you and your family? I mean, can a family afford to advance their education without any government funding? So, I mean, people not looking at everything, I kind of still see from here in Ohio, when I went and voted, mm-hmm. I kind of see it's still kind of a racist thing, and I hate to say that, but it's the truth. Because one guy, he was black, and he was just like, well, I'm voting for Obama because he's black. I said, okay, that's your right, but why not look at all the issues at hand and then make your choice? You know what I mean? So it was just
exactly.
Bad. And to be honest
exactly.
with you, I don't really know which party is for the people, but I know what I believe in, and it is, I am Team Obama. I'm not trying to offend nobody, but I am Team Obama. But they need to kind of just think of issues more so than what color somebody is.
Exactly. And like I was telling as well, I was telling those the people that beforehand, in the beginning with black people, they were Republicans when they first voted. So somehow everything had changed back in the history. If you go back and do your voting history,
right.
especially in the African-American community, you would know that we were Republicans first before Democrats. So how did things change? If you know, call in and let us know. Where did everything go wrong?
No, that's right.
And guess what? We just got a report in from Fajoyan saying it is illegal to check ID for elections that should have been reported.
Oh, so really?
It is illegal. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Like I said.
Well, you learn something new every day. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much. Even people didn't even know about, you know, take some pictures. First of all, women did that anyway. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy, you know, even just taking pictures of your ballot. That's crazy.
Right.
You don't have to prove it. Because
yeah,
I feel like
I have to go to sleep
with
my man win.
Huh?
I said, I think I'm going to have to go to sleep and see if my man win. This is killing me. I think if I go to sleep and wake up in the morning, then my president will win.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy, girl. We are live here tonight. Nikki Rich Show live with Nikki.
That's
Nikki,
right.
Nikki. It's tight.
Nikki,
it's
that's
tight.
Right.
Like,
all right, girl. I'm about to.
Obama 157, Romney 169. Hey, guys, y'all, come on. Let's keep it coming. Blue, blue, blue.
Keep going.
Yeah, like you said, we must pray for everybody, you know, that
that whoever does lead this country, you know, we got to keep him in prayer because it's hard, especially these days. There's so much going on, so many lives of people losing their lives. You got the weather, you got bullying, you got so much people committing suicide, you know.
Yes. And you got to give a shout out to the Chicago girl who water had broken still. She made it to vote first.
Oh, definitely got to give her. That's what I'm talking about right there. Definitely got to give a shout out to her. And that's amazing. It's no excuse. When she went and voted and then water broke, come on now.
Yep. Contractions was 5 minutes apart, 21 years old. I believe her name was Jaleesa Malone. And she said, forget this, I'm going to vote. So that really shows how important that was to her. So I give her props for that.
Exactly. And she made history right there.
Exactly.
You know, that's history. She created it. She got her own history.
There you go.
Yes. But we thank you so much. And we're going to keep you in prayer. We hope you relax, sit back, relax. You know, just get your rest, and we hope that, you know, hope to be come back to your radio show as well. So, you know, I look forward to just talking with you and having a follow-up interview with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you have a good night. I'll still be listening.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I'm just so excited tonight. It's so many people calling in. And it feels good. It feels good to hear everybody's views on tonight. It's a lot of people calling in, and they're calling from across the USA. That is amazing. That is amazing. So your voice, your vote, it counts. It does. It does. And for anybody listening in, you will be able to go back and hear this episode on NikkiRichShow.com, or you can go back and hear this episode on iTunes, and you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Right now, we're going to take a quick break because I know I've been talking. We're going to go to NSK Dollars, and he is all the way from South Carolina. Hold me down. Who's going to hold me down?
She's gonna hold me down. She's gonna hold me down. Yes, she's gonna hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. She's gonna hold me down when no one else.
Cause you shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, booing through whatever we can stand tall like a builder do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that face, the baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two, and I ain't kidding, boo. Times get hard, but the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here, what the message is, it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down, but no one else is around. She holds me up.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the A, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you. like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me
with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We here, Nikki Rich Show, election viewing party in 2012. And when I tell you, we have an awesome viewing party tonight. We got people calling across the globe. Call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
The Nikki Rich Show as well.
Yeah. So we're going to do it just like this. This is your boy, Rampage, representing the Universal Flipmo Squad. CEO of Deep Freeze Entertainment. You're now rocking with the best, with the number one show across the globe, the Nikki Rich Show. And if you're hating on my girl, fix your physique.
Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and cause she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You already know. Let's get.
Nigga, X about me. Nigga,
yeah.
X about me. Nigga,
yeah.
X.
Are you ready for a beatdown? 98.2 to be your new party station.
Fun Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, it's your boy J-O, Prince of the Canada. One on my earth, know I'm saying, coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nikki Rich, Blog Talk Radio. If you guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the rest up on the way up. This time, y'all tune in, and let's get this thing
pop.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're rocking all the way from Carolinas to L.A., from Atlanta all the way across the globe. And you heard him from the U.K. as well. Right now, we're going to go to Egypt. Throw away the keys. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, yeah.
because she will be on live on the Nikki Rich Show this Thursday. We got a special treat for you guys. We got some awesome guests this week, so you definitely got to stay tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. You don't want to miss the rest of the week when I tell you, you do not want to miss. So, everybody, we do air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30. We're just here at this special time because it is the Nikki Rich Show Election Viewing Party 2012, and it feels good. It feels good to hear from you guys. And I'm excited, guys. I'm excited because everything is looking good for Obama right now, President Obama, that is. And I'm really pumped because I know he got this. He got this, you know. And, again, you were listening to Egypt Music, and that was Throw Away the Key. And we got some new music from artists as well that we're going to take it all the way to the NOLA. Y'all know about that NOLA area. And we're going to go to a new song that is by Sis P. YMCMB.
Real stuff.
And here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. BNC.
You know?
New voice of the hood. Let go.
Loud mouth fresh. Gone off that midnight. Allergic to broke. Addicted to get right. All bags packed. Dead in. About to take flight. Guess what's about to pay off? Some hard days and long nights. Boy, I hustle like a dog all day, all night. Your girl say I'm the nigga and you okay, you alright. I hold my hood down, you can check my background. Fast money, cash money, max, holding around. God's cherry legendary, roll a 7 out the pound. And I'm always keep something with 50 rounds. Boy, I walk like a G and talk like a soldier. Boy, I can act a ass or keep my composure. All about the money, I can't help but shine. Both cell phones popping cause I'm always online. East side, night wall, where they don't mind dying. And we shooting to the top like we're running out of time.
Oh, hey, they ain't never phased us. All we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for
got
my city, so you
up.
Know I'm cheated up. When
up.
I holler,
girl,
I hate it.
You ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be there with you when them niggas around ya? I'm a true uptowner, my niggas are down ya. You graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya. The hot ones go in ya and the come out ya. It'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya. Oh, but tryna pump me for a bag of get smacked by a junkie. Little boy, who is you playing with? Then murk you and whoever you stand with. You're beating off that mile, huh? You ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh? You see the same that I get high with? It's the same that I'm gon' ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My lady, a professor, it'll teach you how to
do it. They ain't never phase us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, we're right, it's a fire. I'm a little for as long as I could remember. Game been cold like the middle of December. Give it thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah,
paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry on. Shining on the same days you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray cushion. She blowing deep like she play a bass song.
Do it.
Five shades on, red stripe like tint. Money the motivation, so it's cold and I went. I'm kinda traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously got a stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundromat. Oh, hey. They ain't never phase us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, word life, is a fly, word up.
Word life, a word up. A dead ENT, a what's up. A young money, a cash money. Chef and Chris P, we out.
All right, all right. You know, we had to take it all the way to the NOLA. And you're rocking with Nikki Rich here tonight. And we are live at the viewing party. And we're going to take it all the way to L.A. too, guys, because I'm about to head to Holistic Radio. I will be a special guest there as well. And I'm excited because Holistic Radio is based out of L.A. And we're going to be giving my opinions on there as well. So definitely come out there to Holistic Radio and hear Miss Nikki Rich. Tell your friends, tell your family. I will be on air in just a few. But we thank everybody for just tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. It's been amazing. Amazing show. I really have had a blast tonight. And I'm really so glad, and it's an honor and a pleasure for everybody to come on and give their opinions and not have anything negative against one another. So we can do that, and this is a positive platform. And we welcome everybody from all genres, all races, all walks of life. And we thank you guys. And tomorrow we're going to be celebrating President Obama 2 terms, be sure. And check it out tomorrow morning. And we're going to be following up on that. But check out the show. Obama wins Iowa. They said they project that he will win Iowa. So be sure to check out the show tomorrow at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be broadcasting live from 98 to the BLA from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, as well as College Underground Radio. Right now we're going to leave tonight with Jaheim Anything, because this is a really special song for me, because I believe, you know, no matter what your vision is, no matter what you want or what you want to do, you can do it. You can have anything. And it might not be meant for that, but you can have anything. You know, you put your mind to it, work hard, and don't let anything cross your path negative. And we're going to struggle. We're going to have our days where we have our challenges and our sacrifices. But, you know, a prime example is tonight. Our president, he has achieved so much. But because, you know, it's been so much negative and so many people saying, well, we didn't see this in 4 years, you know, but he is a strong man, and he's going to win this. And because he's been through so much, you know, he has never given up. You know, you don't give up. First and foremost, he has made history. Our president has made history, and he's continued to make history at this moment. We are making history by voting, getting out and vote as young people, because it's people, you know, that were young, that just didn't vote. Sometimes, you know, like one of the callers called in, it was his first time. And that's history right there. And it's amazing, you know. And we applaud everybody, you know. Even if you didn't vote this year, you know, you got some more terms. But just let everybody know the next time, it's going to be even better. But we're going to leave tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and it's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can follow Miss Nikki Rich Show. And you're at us on Facebook.com/Nikki Rich Show. Also, go to NikkiRichShow.com. That's the show's website. And tune in tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And we leave with Jaheim.
Oh, yeah. morning rain. Lord knows I will if I make you with singing faith. Oh, Lord, have faith in me. Cause anything I have is yours.
Thank you.